Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Director General of the World Trade Organization says negotiators have failed to craft the first global trade deal in more than a decade. Roberto Alvarado says diplomats from the WTO's 159 members tried hard but, quote, cannot cross the finish line here in Geneva ahead of a summit where ministers were to have signed the deal in Indonesia next week. Agroal says that Brazilian farmers have planted 79% of the 2013-14 soybean crop as of Friday. That's up 10 percentage points from the previous week. Planting is now just ahead of the 78% planted at the same point last year and just behind the five-year average of 81%. With soybean planting complete in most of Mato Grosso, Goiás, Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, field work is currently concentrated in Rio Grande do Sul and Bahia. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,076. It's up 14 points. The NASDAQ 3431 up 2.75, and the S&P 500 1803 up 0.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Some of the eastern U.S. Midwest will likely get caught up in a little bit of snow that will likely occur on the backside of this week's nor'easter that is going to impact the Atlantic coastal region as we go through the next 2 days. The storm system is gathering steam down in the lower portions of the U.S. Delta or the Mississippi River Valley. That region there picked up on 1 to nearly 4 inches of rainfall yesterday, and the storm system is becoming a little better organized with a deepening low pressure center just off the Florida coast this morning, at the Florida Panhandle coast, that is, and the storm is going to be working its way northward, north-northeastward as we go through the day today and into the night tonight. The storm system will eventually center itself over the southeast corner of Quebec by the time we get to late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. The storm is going to wrap up rather intensely. We'll likely see a lot of wind on the backside of this event, and cold air from Canada will be pulled down behind it. So portions of Ohio, western Pennsylvania, and sections of both southeastern Michigan and eastern Kentucky will be involved with some of the precipitation from this event. Snow will probably occur in portions of Ohio and Pennsylvania eventually, but a large part of this particular storm system will occur as rain along the Atlantic seaboard, and we only expect a narrow band of snowfall in the interior portions of the Northeast. The storm system, though, will hog all of the atmosphere's energy for the next few days, and so most of the Midwest and the Plain States, as well as the lower Mississippi River Basin, will likely encounter dry conditions. And once the storm system gets into southeastern Canada, it will continue to allow for limited amounts of precipitation to occur in the U.S. as a high-pressure center builds into the southeastern part of the country behind the event. That high-pressure system will block Gulf of Mexico moisture from working its way northward for a few days, and therefore no other storm system of size is likely to impact the region. And then so we're going to be left with a cool temperature bias across the region, but no precipitation of consequence, with the exception of some showers across the Great Lakes region, and in particular some downwind locations from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie. We'll probably see some more of that lake effect precipitation. The temperature forecast will continue to promote a cooler bias here today. We'll look for the temperatures to be coldest, though, probably tomorrow and early on Thursday morning. We'll expect the high temperatures this afternoon to be mostly in the teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt, while 30s will likely occur in most other areas. There may be a few locations in parts of southeastern Missouri, southern Illinois, and neighboring areas that may get into some lower 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, high temperatures will be mostly in the 20s and 30s across the majority of the Midwest. And we'll look for highs on Thursday afternoon, similar, with a little bit of warmer air possibly building up across Missouri and Kansas and some of the southernmost portions of the eastern Midwest, where we could see some temperatures well into the upper 30s and lower 40s. And then as we move on deeper into the weekend coming up, we probably won't see additional changes in temperature. They're very significant. We do expect the low temperatures at night to be rather nippy, especially tomorrow morning, with single-digit readings expected in many areas in the western Corn Belt, even some sub-zero readings likely in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Eastern Midwest will see lows tomorrow in the teens with a few lower 20s. And as we go into the morning Thursday, we'll likely see teens and lower 20s across a big part of the Midwest. And only slight moderation in temperatures will occur Friday and Saturday, but we will see Saturday's lows mostly in the 20s across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, with some teens in the northwestern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report. For the week ending November 24th, NASS says that 95% of the corn crop has been harvested versus 91% last week in the five-year rolling average of 91%. Winter wheat conditions look like this: 62% good to excellent. That's down 1 percentage point from last week. Fair 30%, poor 6%, and very poor is 2%. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is $7.50 down 3. Soft December, $6.47.50 down 5. December corn, $4.19.50 down 5.25. July, $4.41.25 down 5. January soybeans, $13.24 down 5.25. July, $12.83.25 down 5. December soybean meal, $4.37.30 up 10 cents. December soybean oil, $40.59 down 7. December live cattle, $131.32.50, up 25. January feeders, $163.05, up 25. And December lean hogs, $85.72.50, and they are up 12.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
And well, good morning to you, Dave.
And an early happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Oh, that's for sure.
It is very quiet out there, but it is kind of a turnaround Tuesday today.
It is a turnaround Tuesday. We've made a big progress on Friday and Monday. Beans made new recent highs at 34.5 yesterday. They'd made a 22 high Friday, and the week before we've been a high at 21.5. And after all of those, we dropped back to the 12.60-70 area. We haven't done that yet after this high yesterday, but we are back at 24. And have been to 18 after yesterday's 34.5 high. We're down 5 at the moment, and it's just, I think, profit-taking after the big move up, and I think there's been a lot more cash move when you got beans back up that high, plus the basis being good, to get cash over 13.
So the question becomes, now that we spend all this energy, and we've been spending this energy since about the beginning of September, to get above 13.15, can we hold this, or are we looking at a sort of a top forming and then a long, slow decline into the growing, in good growing conditions in South America?
I think we're in this 50-60 cent range that we've been in for a month, where you get all the way to 12.50 November 5th, and we've been 12.22, we've been 12.18, we've been 12.12, we've been 13.12, 13.22. I think we're still on that back and forth until we get maybe closer to Christmas and see more about how big the crop or how good the crop is in South America. And I just, after we really do find that out, I think then you'll see the slide of people taking over buying crop there instead of here, and maybe even getting rid of some of the stuff they bought here.
And the slide could be, what, a buck and a half?
A buck and a half, $2, easy.
Turn your attention to the corn. What are you seeing there this morning?
Corn, yesterday we were up a little bit. Today we're down 5 to 6. I just don't see corn going very far either direction right now. 30 at the top end on nearby, and maybe 415 like we had last week on the bottom end. 10-15 higher to 10-15 lower right now. I think later on, depending on how much is out there and how tight things are staying in the bend after the first year, I'm not one that's talking about a 3 in front of it for old crop, but that could happen if after the first year if everybody unloads bins.
And when do we begin to look at the debate over new crop acres?
New crop acres, there's all kind of debate already about going to have a lot less due to the prices. I personally don't see that happen. I see a couple million less acres like we had a couple million more last year. Mm-hmm. There are experts out there saying, 5 to 7 million less corn still, if you do it right, I think still has more profit potential than beans just because of the yield potential like this year.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn is 419 and three quarters, down 5. July, 441 and a quarter, down 5. January soybeans, 1324 and a quarter, down 5. And July is 1283 and a quarter, also down 5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.